This is Day to Day. I'm Robert Smith.
And I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, they're running for president. They're slick, they're polished, but at some point, they were green and untested. We look back at the first campaign of one candidate.
First, though, when Marion Blakey took over the Federal Aviation Administration in 2002, she faced a daunting challenge. The airline industry had been battered by a drop in travel after September 11th. Companies were declaring bankruptcy, and the air traffic control technology was seriously out of date. Today is Blakey's last day as the FAA administrator. And although the airline industry has bounced back, she leaves at another difficult time. Delays are at an all-time high and passengers are fed up. Marion Blakey joins us now. Thanks for coming on Day to Day.
Glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm facing my own challenge today. I'm a little sleepy because I picked up my family at the airport at midnight last night after their flight was delayed for 2 hours. And I know the stats say that about a third of all flights are late. Why hasn't the FAA been able to do anything about this?
Well, the FAA does not control all of that. The question of delays go to several different factors, and I think we have to give a healthy dollop of responsibility in each category. One, Mother Nature this summer, we have had the worst thunderstorm season we have had in recent memory. In addition to that, passenger traffic is back. Everyone wants to fly. And that means that the airlines are scheduling a lot of flights and they're all full. So when one is delayed, you don't have the backup that you could put people on because the next flight is full.
I understand that, but why not simply place a limit on the number of takeoffs and landings at airports during peak hours?
You know, as a country a long time ago, we decided against a heavy regulatory policy in terms of putting caps on numbers of flights and having a regulatory approach, and the result of that was low-fare carriers, a lot more flights, a boom in aviation. If it is necessary, from time to time at a few airports, the government has stepped in. It may have to happen again with a few airports, but it is ultimately not the best solution.
Well, in your final speech, you warned that airlines need to sort of self-regulate on this issue, or there will be more limits on takeoffs and landings.
What I said was that the airlines need to voluntarily look at their schedules more carefully as to whether or not at some of the airports, which are our most congested, their schedules are comporting with reality. When you see over and over that you're running at only between 60 and 70% on time, it tells all of us something. And I think that they can do a number of things to de-peak the schedule. The real solution in the long run is a new air transportation system that's satellite-based, automated, a new air traffic control system, because the way we're operating right now keeps aircraft very far apart in terms of separation with very mechanical standards using very old technology. 1960s technology. Radar goes back to World War II.
This has also vexed you during your term. I mean, this is the age of GPS. Our cars have them. Our cell phones have GPS. And airplanes are still using, you know, radar and ground beacons. Why haven't you been able to upgrade the system during your term?
It costs a great deal of money. And it is money that so far Congress has not put forward in a dedicated funding stream that we can count on to do this. It's about $1 billion additional over and above what we're spending now to put the satellite-based automated system in place. Right now, the system is unfair to the everyday traveler, to the airline passenger, who's paying more than his or her share of the freight. And they do need to shift the cost burden somewhat so that everyone using the system is paying their fair share.
You're leaving for a new job with the lobbying group, the Aerospace Industry Association. Some people have said that that sounds like a conflict of interest and suggested that perhaps some of the actions you took as FAA administrator may have been benefiting a future employer. Is it appropriate to immediately go on to lobby in the same industry that you were regulating?
I have never been involved with any contracts or procurements here that have benefited any group. In fact, I've completely stayed out of those. And in the last 2 months before I leave, you know, I'm someone who needs to work for a living like everyone else. I've always followed the requirements that you file recusals, you do not become involved with any given issue. This is not a group that represents individual companies, contracts, or interests. It's a group that advocates for broad policy change. And I don't think there's anything but the health of this country that's involved with advocating a healthy aerospace industry.
Marion Blakey leaves her job as FAA administrator today. Thanks for joining us on the program.